Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Terrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Terrell. This is History and Comment for Friday, the 10th of May, 2024. Christopher Columbus visits the Cayman Islands in 1503. This is his fourth and final voyage to the New World. On this trip, he explores Hispaniola, Cuba, Mexico, and Central America. He names the Caymans Las Tortugas for the abundant turtles there. Tortuga makes me think of the pirate movie, now more than a few years back. The first one was quite fun, but the sequels were contrived. Speaking of contrived sequels, Top Gun 3 is in the works. Let's take a look at the premise. Top Gun was first released in 1986. That would make Lieutenant Pete Mitchell about 23 or 24 years old at a minimum. So, in 2024, he is at or above the 62-year-old mandatory retirement age for Navy officers. There are exceptions, but flight status is questionable, especially in a tactical jet. The British Parliament passes the Tea Act with the aim of saving the British East India Company. It made British tea subsidized and much cheaper in the colonies, but they preferred smuggled Dutch tea, and the illicit trade commanded 85% of the North American tea market. 1801, the Barbary Pirates declare war on the United States. Let's call this exactly what it was. Muslim pirates in the Mediterranean Sea were attacking vessels, taking hostages, and demanding cash ransom. The same modus operandi that is still being used by rogues off the African coast to this day. It would be very easy to call the radical elements of this portion of society a cancer on human history. This might be a good place to note that our geriatric in chief has crossed a major line in the past few days, hobbling Israel in their efforts to protect their citizens. Folks, Muslims have used violence and the threat thereof since the 7th century to dominate any group that would offer resistance. The only deterrent is a two-by-four upside the head or similar violence. And our commander-in-chief just capitulated. This move of appeasement to the radical element of the Democrat Party only demonstrated that their violence works. Actor John Wilkes Booth is born in 1838. Of course, we do not know him for his acting. He was just 26 years old when he assassinated President Lincoln. The Transcontinental Railroad is completed with the Golden Spike ceremony at Promontory Summit, Utah in 1869. The predecessor to the Audi Car Company is founded in 1904. August Horsch was the inventor. Horsch was German for the Latin word Audi. Both are roughly translated listen, or more accurately, the older English word hark, as in hark, the herald angels sing. The exclamation point is often lost. The first Mother's Day is celebrated in 1908. Mother Maybelle Carter, mountain musician and matriarch of the Carter family, is born in 1909. Home is in Nicholsville, Virginia, not far from Bristol, Tennessee, where she and her family will record their first records. J. Edgar Hoover is appointed director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and will hold that office for the next 48 years. To say the FBI, and specifically Hoover, had too much power is an understatement. Judging from recent revelations of the Bureau, it and other top law enforcement agencies in Washington need a thorough cleansing, if not massive overhaul. Winston Churchill becomes Prime Minister of Great Britain in 1940, replacing Neville Chamberlain. Some analysts place blame on Chamberlain for not resisting Hitler with more force and earlier. The concept was appeasement. If we let Hitler get by this time, he will be content and not do it again. That policy almost never works when dealing with bullies in any context. Shortly after World War II ended, America launches their version of the German V-2 rocket. Germany has spent huge amounts of money in military and industrial innovation. Fortunately, Wernher von Braun worked to get the German research into American hands instead of the Russians. We have a group of singers from the British Isles having birthdays today. Donovan was from Scotland and part of the folk rock era. You might recall the songs Mellow Yellow or Colors. Dave Mason was from England. We Just Disagree went to number 12 here in the United States. That would have been in 1977. Both he and Donovan are 78 today. The youngster is Bono, who is Irish. He is 64. While we're on the topic of music, a video clip of the Everly Brothers came across my feed, and I contrasted it with a photo and the style of Jelly Roll and Brantley Gilbert. Now granted, I have gray hair and have been listening to music longer than the latter two have been breathing air. It sounds like an old fart, but the current offerings are devoid of actual melody, harmony, or class. Now, this is not restricted to the musical art form, but extends to the breadth of the art world. If you look back in time, the purpose of art was to capture beauty, nature, uplift, and inspire. Today, it seems the goal is to degrade and vent anger. One commentator, maybe Dennis Prager, used the term scatological. Today, it seems artists of all stripes are not interested in beauty, but shock and awe. The shocking, vulgar, and profane are lauded. If you question this, look at what movies get peer awards. I commented some months back about Jason DeFord's song, Need a Favor. DeFord is Jelly Roll's given name. I could not decide if the song was profane or not. The point of the song is a professed rogue who is praying for a miracle for his child. Essentially, I know I'm a bad person and I don't have anything to do with you except when I'm in trouble. And I'm in trouble. It's profane in the fact it's using God as a genie in a bottle. The counterpoint, if it's actual contrite repentance, that is another matter. The Incredible Hulk debuts in 1962. The assault on Hill 937 begins in 1969 as part of the Vietnam War. It will become known as Hamburger Hill. Sony introduces the Betamax home video recorder in 1975, just 4 years after they release the U-Matic commercial version. Sony had a number of innovations in consumer electronics. Their downfall was they often tried to corner the market and have their design be the standard. This often failed in favor of lesser competition that was more open source, not unlike the preference for Dutch tea over British. One World Trade Center, the replacement for the Twin Towers in New York City, becomes the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere 11 years ago. I was talking to a friend from college yesterday, discussing a group of radio stations for sale in Illinois. Sadly, the conclusion was they are a basket case, and the concept of small market, local radio is dying. For much the same reasons small towns are dying in general. We might talk more on this later. That's History and Comment for the 10th day of May. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.